I thank Ms. Muchalla for her statement and for making again some really concrete recommendations. She reminded us about the importance of acknowledging, while we are at the conference, the asymmetries in financial and monetary architecture and the deep need for international cooperation. And I think we all agree that that has to be the mindset with which the conference in Spain next year will should be approached. She also pointed out on the systemic arena that the national and international financial architecture is tied to the US dollar, and that does have an impact on lives of people on the ground. In terms of concrete recommendations, Ms. Muchalla pointed at the need for serious reforms in the International Monetary Fund, its governance board, which also should increase the voting share of underrepresented members. We heard about her recommendations on the need for a global agreement at the conference next year on capital account management. We also heard for the need of a binding financial regulation to be adopted, including for credit rating agencies. It was an interesting suggestion. I think it's worth looking into, where she suggested to do this, perhaps a universal intergovernmental commission under the ECOSOC should be established for such a binding financial regulatory framework. Like Ambassador Harmans, Ms. Muchalla also recommended a deep need for expansion of special drawing rights as a non-debt creating and unconditional reserve asset, and for regular issuance of special drawing rights. And finally, she also highlighted debt relief, but also pointed at the need for a robust role for the state, which must be brought back to the table in the wake of the current deregulated open market system. With that, I now give the floor to our next speaker, Mr. Unubat Narantsastralt. The floor is yours, sir.